Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday program, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is April 18, 2016. And as usual, we clear the date for everybody. So here we go. Let's clear the Monday date. And we'll first do the word Monday. Maybe that's probably one of the main alien keywords, because we only have 7 days that we use all the time. So let's clear the Monday word itself. Here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we'll clear the date. April 18, 2016. Releasing that energy. I use the word stronger to do that. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I will clear away from you a situation that you could be in, physical pain energy. So you want to just think of that right now. I can release one specific thought, which is a program that you're having. So I'll release your program that's causing you discomfort. So here we go. And you have to think of one thing naturally. Here we go. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Still a little dense for some people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. That feels much better. And we'll bring up the light beams on the monitor screen. Here we go. And energizing those. So many as you have up, we'll bring peace energy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if there's any aliens creeping around, either inside of you, around you, in your room, up in the corners, on the very top, in those dark places watching you, we'll see if they want to go to the light and release them. So here we go. Or not go to the light. They'll just get a bus ticket out of here. Most don't know what the light is, and they'd like to be freed. Here we go, releasing these aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go, everybody. So you might want to send in a comment if you felt some relief or felt your room temperature change or you feel a little freer, a little more space. So we'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you out there in BBS Radio Land, Ann, today?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. If you're new, a special welcome to you. Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. You can check that out after the show and learn a lot more about Ron and his healings, many of which are free. And you can certainly have a very good start on feeling better and clearing some densities off of yourself that we acquire just through our day-to-day living here on this planet. So thanks, Ron, for all those clearings up front. And I couldn't help but notice that you seem to take a little more time today to clear the aliens out of our spaces. Does that mean that we had a particularly large amount of aliens around us today?
Yeah, it seems a little heavier than normal.
Interesting.
You're waking Interesting. Up, as you know. Maybe people have more energy. Or maybe they don't want to live Monday, you know, because Monday is actually the weekend. Maybe they're either really tired or, you know, they're starting the week with a lot of energy, and the aliens can get you either way. So maybe Tuesday would be less of a count. So back to you.
Okay. And recently you suggested that we all clear words that have double O's in them because the vowels are, well, words keep us hooked up to aliens, but especially the vowels and especially the double O's. So I thought when you were talking about Monday, Monday's named after the moon. So if we have a big long list of all the words to clear, and moon is on there, but if you haven't cleared moon yet, that might really help people to feel better about Monday, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
That could be the Monday moon energy, you know? Who
right.
knows? Yeah, remember, the two O's are uh-oh.
Uh-oh. yeah, so over the last three shows, Ron, first of all, you have given us basically a new healing, and you have given it away for free on the last three radio shows. That's the depression barcode, and we had a couple of questions about that on the emails, and I just want to go over again how it works so that everyone can do this for themselves at home. First, you must purchase the death barcode clearing if you have not already, and you need to get the unlimited version, so you have to pay the extra $50. And once, if you haven't done your death barcodes, do them first. And then after your name, you can write in depression barcode and run through it exactly the same way. People have been asking how much time, Ron. I don't think we need to change the time, do we?
No, it's the same process.
Same process, right.
Same process, yeah.
Okay, I thought so. I just thought we'll confirm that. So if you, well, it doesn't matter. If you got the clearings live on the shows, that's terrific. They unfortunately won't be working on the archives. But if you got them, it's terrific. But you can continue and keep clearing it because Ron said you might need to be doing this. We all might need to be doing this for the next, 4 to 6 months, Ron, because we're pretty inundated.
Yeah, it depends how much, how far down the rat hole you are. It could even be a whole year clearing to get this stuff off if you're doing it every night. So everybody's different, and you're going to realize, you know, as you start doing it. So you don't want to think of it as homework. It's a way to get rid of stuff around you. Once you get into a routine of doing it, you just put your computer on at night, and you can, maybe clear one a night or something. You know, it's not a big challenge, to do that. But, you know, remember, if you're brand new you need to do the death barcodes and also the stress death barcode. So there's two clearings that are in one when you buy the death barcode clearing. And then after you do those, then you do, starting from the get-go again, your depression, and just keep doing it. I think the counter defaults maybe at 10 or something on how many you can do. Just keep doing it. Maybe go back after 10, go to 1, and just keep going down. And, you're going to realize that as you start doing it more and more, you're going to start feeling better. So that's the whole thing. How do you want to feel? You're going to want to feel more alive or the way you have, felt your whole life. This should help you out immensely. So, it's up to you to do the work and to, contribute to your spirit. And that will actually help your body also. So back to you.
Right. Thank you, Ron. And also, it's called the depression barcode, but I just wanted to also share that it doesn't necessarily mean that you're walking around aware you're depressed and therefore you need this. Really, we all need it. And it's a system almost or a program that is keeping us reenacting and reliving all of our issues. And it's also, I believe you said, Ron, a little bit connected to hopelessness, right?
Yeah, if I could figure out the exact word to use that would be connected to everything that you do, that piggybacks that and can eventually cause you depression, as you start recycling things, I would have a different word for it. But everything that you are doing is also tagged, and then you're dealing with this depression at some point, even though you may not realize it. And so you know that you're depressed because of a situation that's ongoing, but this energy gets hooked up to you instantly for depression to happen. So it's always connected to the depression energy. So back to you.
I'm thinking of it as we may all be running at a lower energy than we realize. And if we start to clear these off, we will get new energy and power in our lives. So it's quite exciting, I think. Okay, Ron, someone has a clarification question. They thought you said on another show that the unlimited death barcode clearing was not needed.
If you don't need to necessarily buy the unlimited. When I first put the clearing up, I believe I had it on there. And I didn't realize that people would be getting additional, you know, barcodes put on them. So most people don't have any extra ones. So if you sent me an email and said, Ron, how many death barcodes do I have? And then you also want to tell me, if you're brand new, you want to know how many you have. If you have done some before and say, Ron, I've cleared three. Do I have any more added to me? I need to know what you have done so far. And so I thought that would be just it because it's put onto you at your birth time. So your birth is what they're going by, the natal energy. And that's what gets presented to you to take you out so you're going to be dead at some point. So they know when you're going to be dying because they program that. So when you take this off of you, then you live longer typically. But some people, they dislike you more or they don't like what you're doing. Maybe you're kind of getting out of the slavery that they put you in. So they go, oh, we better work on this person some more. We'll give them a couple more of these here. And so for that, you know, you don't need to do the unlimited version. You just keep hitting it.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. That's very nice, and thank you, listener, for sending that in. Okay. We have a comment about the alien clearing, Ron. I took three deep breaths with the alien clearing today. I opened a window and turned the volume up to 100 to invite in aliens from the outdoors. Wow, thanks.
Oh, that's good.
So they expanded their...
They got clear.
Reach.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. And we've... You know, I know I just said this on the last show, but we've heard from so many people that they do it in places like shopping malls, you know, with big crowds. I mean, that's a big area. And so I guess any aliens that can hear or they might even sense the energy. I mean, you can't blast it, right, Ron? I mean, people are playing it kind of low.
Yeah,
it's
normally
certainly clearing around them.
Yeah, just so it moves the air, you know. So if you can hear it working, you know, maybe 3 feet away or so, you know, maybe it's noisy in the background. Just put it on so you can hear it. And if you can hear it, then it's going to work because they're going to hear it. And
okay.
They might wonder, there's so many aliens around you, you know. They go, hey, what's happening over here? Was there a vortex happening or something, you know? What's going on? That person's drawing all these aliens to them. So they will have their own way of communicating, probably much more than we have here, you know, much more awareness.
Right.
Probably much older than we are. Sometimes they live for a couple thousand years, so you know, they've been there, done that, you know. Maybe they've done that a bunch of times. Now they got a way out.
Okay. So someone is asking, now recently you've said that there's almost a changing of the guard happening here with the aliens, and some races are leaving and some are hopefully not, but maybe coming in. And this person is wondering if you want to or can tell us who those races are, you know, like the top five. I have a feeling that's something you don't want to do, but I just want to pass that on.
I don't necessarily know. And they could also be changing. Sometimes certain races may pose as another race, or they will create a race just to use so that they're more stealth. So I don't have, that information.
Okay. So back to the death barcode, someone wrote in, when I am discouraged, I get depressed. So I think that this listener is just sort of adding to our conversation that the depression, as you're calling it, for this barcode really covers a lot of ground for us and is just going to, make us feel more uplifted and energetic. Okay, go ahead.
That's it, because you're not suffocating yourself. Remember, your thoughts are suffocating you. So, how do you look at that? How do you name put a name on what your experience is that you're going through that's suffocating you, it could, relate to fear, anger, or different things like that, trauma, or feeling disempowered. That's all going to bring depression to you. So everything that you experience emotionally gets tagged with that depression clearing. Just think if you had, just think if you're doing something and you started off really nice and happy in the morning. Maybe you're on the telephone with people as a telemarketer or something, and today was Monday, and people bought their products on the weekend, and none of them worked. And now they're calling you up, and they're angry with you because they spent $20 that didn't work. And maybe you already got about 50 of these phone calls. And so, are you going to want to pick that phone up on the 51st one? Probably not. Why? Because you're going to be upset, angry, because their anger is going to be passed on to you. And so, that could, in a sense, cause you to have depression. You don't want to go to your job the next day because you're depressed because people made you that, but it's underneath a different heading. You thought it was anger or fear or whatever, but it could be also tagged with that depression energy. So it's something that kind of piggybacks very subtly all of your emotional experiences. So whenever you have an emotion, just know that this is now being stored also to give you depression if you have a lot of this particular type of emotion or situation going on. And then all of a sudden, you wonder why you're upset and you're depressed. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. So a few weeks ago, you did a special call for us on a Saturday morning where you released shackles. It's very close to the slavery clearing, I guess, all sorts of shackles that are energetically on our body. So a listener wrote in a testimonial. They can't remember whether it was from the shackle clearing or now doing the depression barcode, but they had been suffering with some severe pain, and now they feel great physically and otherwise. They have more energy, they're less discouraged, and they're happier with an I don't care attitude. So that's wonderful, isn't it? And it kind of speaks to how you've explained to us that the healings can be both profound but also subtle, because it's interesting how this listener is describing how you almost don't remember, when the pain went away. You don't remember the pain almost. Right, Ron?
Yeah. The clearings put peace in to where you had a situation, and peace has no memory. A source energy, so you don't have anything from the past connecting to you to bring forth and manifest timelines by your thoughts. So that's why when you have the whole lifetime clearings and you start to look upon your past of your life and things that used to bother you are just so far removed that you need like a pair of binoculars to look at it. And you just say, I don't want to get involved with that. I've been there, done that. And there's no more energy on it. So when there's no more energy, you can distance yourself quite nicely from those situations. and then that puts you back into peace. That's what you should be. So you're integrating more source energy through you to you when you're doing the clearings. And so, like the person, they don't really care or whatever they said, yeah, because they're in peace. Been there, done that, and there's no real reason to remember the past, because if you start looking at the past, which is what the dark side definitely wants you to do, because they'll put you on timelines. So that's the whole process. You're off of those timelines. And then you're not, you know, re-energizing something to be put on a timeline. So back to you.
Okay, right. Thank you, Ron. And another testimonial just came in. Hi, all. As I do this clearing, meaning the depression barcode clearing, I realized I am depressed, oppressed, and compressed by the circumstances of life, even though I am a very good-natured person. This clearing is removing the pressure physically, psychologically, and emotionally from the depression barcodes placed on me. Thanks for this very effective clearing. Look forward to the next year of eliminating depression barcodes from my being.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, and even like when we did the call with the pin removals, and you know, the slavery call and the shackle call, as we're doing these clearings, all of a sudden you go, I didn't know I had that, but now I can stand up straighter. Maybe I can bend over. Ache or pain left my body. I just thought it was normal. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, yeah, I feel much better, because you don't know what's wrong with you. You don't know what you don't know. And that's the whole process is, and then peace comes in its place. So unlike other modalities of healing, you know, you can never get down to the root cause of the stuff. And these clearings normally will start to go down into the root cause. And what happens is when you have the clearings, we have a lot of people commenting about listening to the 12 source energies, because that really awakens you and puts you into more peace. But each time you have anything that I do for you, the 12 source energies are automatically incorporated in the healing process. That's why you have peace afterwards. If they weren't there, you would not have that peace energy. So everything that we do on the website, or that I do for people on the calls and stuff, you're automatically getting the 12 source energies to resonate with your body to bring it back into spiritual integrity, as the 12 source energies created you. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. And I really like to stress for new people, too, that the Creation Lightship healings are so different than many New Age healings. And I was reminded the other night when you were talking about this that a friend of mine who had done a lot of New Age things, I was so happy that she did start to do Creation Lightship healings. And she started with the emotional body. But the first thing she said is, oh, I felt nothing. Thinking, because of her experience, oh, that means it didn't work. So, of course, then I explained to her, well, this is different, and you will see that it did work. You know, it did work, number one. And number two, as you go about your next few days, you will see that it worked. And then, of course, I did get a phone call a few days later like, wow, okay, I get it now. But people do expect to, I don't know, tingle or faint or something, have some dramatic thing happen to them when they have a healing, and that isn't the way the Creation Lightship healings work.
Yeah, there's no emotions to the healings. So you're not going to have that happiness, a warm, fuzzy feeling, and start crying and jumping up and down, or like going to a church and the people bang you on your head or something to get your spirit out of your body, or you fall to the ground and you start quivering and shaking. You know, none of that stuff you're ever going to have, because it just takes away. It gives you nothing in return but peace. So you're not exchanging something being removed from you and then experiencing something else of emotional drama, trauma attaching to you to make you think that, well, this is a great healing because I can now cry about it and feel sad and feel joyous. No, it doesn't happen, because you're getting peace. You're exchanging drama and trauma for peace. so you can be neutral, and your spirit is neutral. So the only way to get your spirit back is to do clearings to get back into neutrality and clean your body up so your spirit can come back into you again to where it was actually forced out of your body, kicked out of your body because of emotions.
Great, Ron. Are there any clearings that we as a group, as an audience, might benefit from that you'd like to do for us?
Yeah, I'll do the one that's free on the website. It's in the drop-down box under free sample clearings. It's the alien oxygen clearing. That gets rid of the alien codes in the oxygen to harm you. So I'll probably count to 20. And I want you all to take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times here. And then when I'm done, do the same thing and just see if it's a little easier to breathe. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, now inhale, exhale, and just see how that affected your breathing. So back to you.
When we do the alien oxygen code clearing, Ron, is it a good idea to, as much as we can, focus on our breathing and take deep inhales and exhales?
No. Yeah, you don't need to do that's a good question. You don't need to do anything. You just need to show up, okay? And so if you want to do something like that, you know, that's fine if you want to sample it as it's coming to you and changing, but you don't want to get too mental with it. You just want to sample before and after. But you could do that, but see, you know, there's nothing that you need to do. On our monitor systems, when we go to the expos, we definitely state that do not do any other healing modalities because those modalities will take you into mind energy, and the mind energy will put you back into darkness. It's like you haven't done anything. So, you know, if you do something that's different, you know, you just want to show up. That's the whole process. Showing up and listening or doing whatever we're doing here is all that's needed. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, I was wondering if you could increase or, you know, kind of re-energize the light beings for us.
Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we're doing is we're bringing in more energy into them. They're not like they got depleted, okay? I'm just making them, maybe your picture will glow a little more on your monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. There we go. So the light beings should be, should have more presence to them. And it's not that they're going to give you more energy, it's that your screen should look a little more vibrant. So
great.
Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Now, we have two questions about, well, space-time crashes. One is a request that you do a sample of the space clearing. I'm sorry, I said space-time crashes. I meant the space clearing. But so if you can do that, that would be great. But my question is, when we put up the light beings in our room, which maybe everyone can't do because some people might be in their car even listening on the phone, so they, like, I'm lucky enough to be sitting here in front of the light being pictures, but doesn't that clear out our space automatically?
Yes, it does. It'll clear out the energy around you.
I thought so.
Yes, it's automatic.
So, well, this person was requesting a space, clearing of the space that we're listening to you from. Could we do additionally?
It's already cleared.
Now, so what about, though, if you're, like, in your car on your phone and you don't have a picture of the light being? Are you still getting that same?
Yeah, the show itself will clear it. My voice will clear it.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That's interesting. Okay. We have another testimonial I want to share. I finally got rid of what was inside me, making me feel incapacitated and weak. The mind control was taken care of via timeline crashes and alien implants in my heart and lungs was and is being taken care of through the alien attack removal page. Also, the heartache clearing removed a lot of stuff from me, and I'm feeling really great now and feeling blessed. So this person sounds like someone who is very self-aware. They really knew what they needed and went, were specific about what they cleared and were able to see a great improvement in their lives. So that's wonderful, and thank you for sharing that, listener.
Yeah, that's great. And what you people might want to do is write down on a piece of paper how you enter into a clearing, and maybe enter on a piece of paper what clearing you're doing. Maybe you have all your clearings numbered. So, maybe you're doing, maybe you have all the free ones, entered, and you're doing, some whole lifetime ones. So you say, I'm doing clearing number 16 right now. And then you could say, I have a backache, and, I got a headache, and I feel, whatever. And write that down, and then from there, do the clearing, and just see what clearing you used to help yourself out. Because once you get the clearing, all the stuff that you went into the clearing with, try to figure out which clearing to use, okay? That information is gone from you. So this way, if you feel that same way again, you can go, yeah, I remember feeling that way, or I can read it here on this piece of paper. Oh, and I did this clearing? I did number 16 clearing or something. Let me try that one again and just see if it'll nip this in the bud, But remember, as you start doing more and more clearings, then you want to, the free ones anyway, this is for the newbies, then realize that you probably are going to have to do the whole lifetime ones, because that's where your issues are stored in your body. Remember, you have two situations. You have internal stuff, which is your DNA, your thoughts of your ancestors. That's your life patterns. That's all the crap that you're living with and dealing with. Remember, that recycles in you. And then you have the external, which is what the aliens are bringing to you to suck your energy out of you and to steal your spirit. So you need to realize which one is you're working with. And like on the timeline crashes, that's like a Band-Aid, because you have situations going on and you can clear out that one situation. But if it's a lifetime issue, you're going to be clearing timeline crashes. You can never clear enough, let's put it that way. So you wanted to your whole lifetime clearing to get the aliens from putting you on timelines. So the whole thing is very, very systematic, very logical. If you have a logical brain, you can kind of see, yeah, I did this here and this happened, but it puts you back into peace. So I guess the problem is that humans maybe had initially, like I've sort of said at times, maybe they didn't like being peaceful. Maybe humans wanted to have a reaction to whatever they did, so the aliens obliged them. And so now you're dealing with stuff that you wish you never had, but a long time ago, you probably knew what peace was. And now you're dealing with, ups and downs. And the movies and TVs will bring you right to that situation. You start watching things. So a good thing is when you watch a movie or TV program or DVD or whatever, see if your body jerks or twists or what's your reaction. You should just be able to watch it without any reaction whatsoever. That's what I do. I don't do anything. Nothing really even affects me when I watch movies. I just want to see kind of what's going on. In case there's some alien stuff there that I got to realize to get rid of. So back to you.
Right, and not just if your body reacts, but also if you feel at all emotional about something.
Yeah, if you get emotion, you know, if you watch somebody, the star player, you know, in the movie, and they get killed at the end, are you crying, or are you just, oh, well, person died, what movie's next, you know? That's the way it should be, without any emotions there. If you do have emotions, then you probably have the same death. You better get clearing that out of you, because it could recycle in you.
Okay, we have a testimonial and, I guess, question, really, about timeline crashes. Hi, Ron. I have been doing a lot of timeline crashes lately. They are so effective. Thanks also for the additional parts to clear. Looking forward to even more peace and freedom in my life. Is there a preferable order to do each part? Timeline crash, upside-down timelines, tangent timelines, then space-time is how I have been doing it.
Is this person doing that right? Yeah, that's what I would do myself. I would do it that way. Remember, the tangent timelines is where they're getting you. That's when you have physical problems with your body. You wake up in the morning and you got a mark on you, like an incision or a scratch or something, or you got a bruise. Those are from the tangent timelines. Normally, the regular conventional standard timeline crashes, the aliens don't want to really harm you or hurt you. They just want you to keep replaying it over again, you know, so they can steal your energy. And you know, they'll never probably kill you on that type of timeline crash, because then you're no longer. They want to keep stealing energy from you. But the tangent ones is where a lot of your problems are. And then, you know, doing the other ones, that order sounds perfect to me. Now, for myself, what I've been watching lately is the old black and white cowboy movies. So I don't know when they were made, but they have the really old, Republic on the beginning of the, this is Republic. And, maybe they're in the 30s. I have no clue. You know, but they're all kind of neat. And, Gabby Hayes is in them. And so anyway, you watch these, but there's really no violence that much. You know, they get into fights, but you don't see any bloody noses or anything else. There's no blood. Person gets shot, there's no blood normally. But they're detecting. What I'm watching now is how the government came in and stole people's lands, in a sense. Initially, people got land, and they had lots of land, the ones that could probably get it, I guess. And then they're talking about, I think it costs $1.10 an acre, and the government gave all the land to everybody for maybe $1.10, and you can get 160 acres. So people maybe had thousands of acres. Now the settlers are moving in on them, and they don't like it. So that's kind of what we're looking at. And then from there, the military came in, and now it's fighting the people that had all the land. So that's probably after the Indian Wars. That's another sad thing, but that's what I'm kind of watching the last few movies. But they're very peaceful and they're very happy, and they kind of joke around. And I'm watching it on since I got Amazon Prime, it's on Amazon, so I get all these free movies to watch. So it's good.
Amazon is fun, and Netflix. And I like those older movies too, Ron, because the stories are nice. So you kind of, there's a hero, and also, you often get a somewhat sympathetic view of even the bad guys. Like you kind of understand, a lot of them have a reason for being bad. So they're just not as dark in general as a lot of things.
And it's the history being shown to us back then. My one movie, this one sideways slightly, but I think the first Roy Rogers movie. And, I used to watch him when I was a kid, And so I'm watching this, In his first movie, he runs behind his horse, and he puts his hands on the back of the horse, and he jumps up in the air onto the saddle behind the horse. Now, I'm looking at that, and I go, So I don't, I don't know what to say on that one. I don't even know if people could do that today or not, you know. But anyway, I won't go into much more. You guys should watch it and see what you get out of it. It looked kind of weird to me, you know. Like, this guy's flying through the air and jumps up and does this here. What's attached to him? What kind of robotic program or robots in his body, you know? But anyway, back to you.
Right, and there's new age teachers that say, you know, you should watch things like that and the new movies where the people seem to have superhuman strength and powers and jump the way you're describing, because our bodies are evolving to be like that. So that's what the aliens are wanting us to think is normal, I guess.
Yeah, and that's robotic stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and boy. Walk, don't run, as you always say, Ron. Okay, another testimonial. I think this actually may have come in on Saturday night after you did some of those on the show, Ron, and I don't think got read. Release of the depression barcode. It peeled off a layer of thick energy over my whole body and in my eyesight. The second release pulled something rooted deep in my throat, and relief in heart area, and lots more energy in the whole body. Very helpful.
Yeah, very good. I'm going to do a clearing here. This will not work on the archives. And I have run into people going to the expos that have robotic external parts around them. And so that would mean maybe hydraulic hoses, electronic hardware, wires, etc. But a lot of it is like, we'll just make it like hydraulics, and it attaches to your body that you can't see, like attaching to your skin and your muscles, okay? They talk about this with super soldiers with nanotechnology, but you know, some of the people that I've worked with, I'd say probably I've had maybe 15 people that have this hardware attached to their body. And they can do maybe different things a little quicker than others. Okay, let's put it that way. Or better. Now, what can happen is maybe one of your hydraulic hoses broke. So, and maybe you have a sore arm or something. So where I'm going with this here, if you have a leak and one of your hydraulic hoses attached to your body, and maybe you have a pain there, or there's something going on, swelling or something, I'll fix that right now for you. So this is going out of the box completely. So here we go, everybody. Everybody's probably on the edge of their seat. help me. There we go. I'm going to take, I'm going to count to, I got to count to 100 to do a repair. So this would be the future people probably that would be coming here, and or it could be people that have been in military experiments in the underground or something, and it's there, but you know, they don't know about it, they let you go or something, or they don't want to fix it. So here we go. So on a count to 100, and just kind of look at your owie or whatever you have, move your sore arm or something. Maybe you got a blemish there. Maybe you got a birthmark, or it showed up, and maybe it get taken away. So we'll find out. And this may take you a couple of days, so we'll get some comments from people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh boy. And if you get a taste of fluid in your mouth, now you know that you have it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we'll see what that does. And it's possible if we get comments on this and people feel a little better, we might do a one of those special healing events on a Saturday, maybe next month or something. But we'll see what happens here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Now, is there... Would where we feel that be different for everyone, or is it located in a certain part of our body?
Oh, yeah. It could be anywhere on you.
Okay.
You know, let's just say that, just an example, maybe you lift your arm up and you got some phleb underneath your arm or something, and you've been trying to get rid of it, you know? You're older and your arm's kind of sagging and, you know, wiggles around a lot. You go, I don't know what the heck this is. I've been trying to... You're doing everything for it, and all of a sudden now it starts to get tightened up. Well, maybe you had one of those holes leaking inside of your body, and it's absorbing all that toxin. Hydraulic fluid will just make it simple. And all of a sudden your arm might get fixed, and you might wake up and go, wow, half my flab left me, you know? Do you think it could have been that hydraulic hose that broke inside of me? So anyway, that's a way to look at it. So we'll see what people comment on. And a lot of the future humans have this. They have these, they're part android, and or they have these hoses attached. Good or bad or indifferent, that's just the life, okay? So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we appreciate, your healing, of course, so much and the information you're sharing with us. Somebody wrote in that, speaking of movies, I've been watching The Twilight Zones. And a lot of the stuff I relate to from there, I relate to when I listen to you, Ron. It's very interesting. And I think that this listener has noticed what a lot of us have noticed, which is more and more of what you teach us is out in the mainstream, you know, and sometimes people are laughing at it or, I don't know, mocking it in some way, but people, an awful lot of people do seem to know what's going on and validate a lot of the things that you say.
Yeah. I can never get into when it came out, I guess, in the 70s, Star Trek. I never related to that whatsoever, you know. That was like the last show I probably want to watch on TV, you know. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, I got it. Okay, here's a question about just how to do the healings correctly. And you've told us that we want to have a picture in front of our computer, and especially if we're not going to be there, and so that the healings are as effective as they could be. So someone has a question. Their friend runs healings for them, and they have their picture up on the screen that the healings are being done on. So will the light being see the picture that way, or does it need to be facing them?
It needs to be facing them.
Okay.
So that, I don't think that will work much at all. I'd say you probably have about a 5% success rate if you have the light being up and a picture of somebody on the screen. I don't see that working. 5% maybe. I'm glad they asked.
Yeah, exactly. We're learning all the time how to refine and do the healings better. So maybe you can get a printed out picture and get that to your friend. Okay, we have a comment already about the hydraulic hose clearing, Ron. This person says, I have one of these for sure. I've tried healing it using the special clearing. I remember after feeling like I was able to travel at a quicker rate after doing the healing on it. I think mine is not completely fixed. So they had already had success clearing this on the special healing.
Right.
And then I guess today helped a little more.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay, so these people, you know, our listeners, so many of them, are so self-aware. Okay, another depression barcode question. To get more done in a given time, can a general depression barcode be run at the same time? I think they mean the depression clearing at the same time as the depression barcode if you have a chronic health condition.
Well, if you put that incident in and that you're having, then I think that would work. But, you know, normally it'll work in the moment. So you could do that, I guess, on the unlimited version. But you got to keep you know, clicking it back on again because it's only designed to work one time. You put in like maybe a one or two means, you know, 1 or 2 days or one for a week, you know, and and at that point, it's done. So I don't know, doing a whole lifetime clearing, that's already done once. One time's all you need. So, I really can't say how that would work, you know, because it only worked in the moment. And if you want to keep clicking it on, because it only runs for probably 20 seconds. So that's the way the clearing works. It just clears it out, and that's it. So if you still have your problem, then you could run it again, but you know, you're going to be going to that button all the time and clicking on it over and over and over again. So those clearings are made to be, you know, just used one time, what you specify, and then it's completed. So back to you.
Okay. Another depression barcode testimonial. I had no idea I had depression barcodes. I was in shock to discover how this depression barcode has affected my body and my view of life. It is so common in my everyday life, I could not see how crippled I have been. The relief of doing this for a few days is so large, it gives me great hope for the future. Thanks for this depression barcode removal.
Yeah, that's great. And I think most people have been listening for a while as you bring up these new subjects and things to clear. They're not really too skeptical any longer. You know, they go, oh, well, let's give this one a try. It's a new one, you know. I probably got it, you know. You know, because it's not like you have to really think hard, oh, I don't have that, you know. A newbie might think that. But, yeah, I'll give this one a shot. We'll see what it does for me. I don't know if I have it or not. Oh, yeah, it did some good. Great. So, yeah, that's what happens is we start finding out more. The only reason why we're creating these new things the last couple months is because the people, and you can thank the long-term listeners who've been doing the whole lifetime clearings and going on the calls that we have and, you know, the weekly calls and the eight-hour calls and stuff. Well, they're getting cleared off, and I'm able to see more of what they're dealing with. So everybody else can benefit. Otherwise, we'd be back to probably just the get-go doing a few clearings, you know, and people would think life was great, but you're not getting down into a lot of other issues and stuff. And each time you do the clearings, you're getting more spirit energy. That's what you're doing is cleaning out your body for more spirit energy. And that also cleans out your spirit. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, terrific. Wow, we're getting really close to the end of the show already. Wow, it is time to end the show. We have to end at the 5 of the hour today, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Okay, so maybe there are more things, but we'll get to those on Wednesday. Is there anything maybe you want to do for us before we say goodbye and then do the mind-to-heart drop?
No, we'll just do the mind-to-heart drop here and close off. So thank you, everybody. We have our 8-hour call again this Sunday. So here we go. Command in your spirit out loud. You can do this with me. And we just say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart or down into my heart, whatever works for you. So here we go. It's all very, very simple words. So, and I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this here, like an elevator dropping with your thoughts. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1098-765-4321 and 1098-765-4321. Okay, everyone, thank you. Blessings, and our call tomorrow is $20 if you want to get on it, and we release energetic cordings. That'll be Tuesdays, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific, and we make you real during these calls also. So bye. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners.
Yes. Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.